Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, December 7th. We're going to talk about cold and flu season. It's kind of exciting, right? And also, Access Art. Let's start, first of all, with Chris Sharp from Access Art. Good to have you here.
Thanks,
Chris.
Paul.
You've got a special event coming up this Sunday and next Sunday with Access Art.
That's right.
Explain, what is Access Arts?
We are a community art school focused on making art accessible to people with disabilities.
Yeah.
But we're open to everybody.
Yes, exactly. And this Sunday and next Sunday, all of those items are going to be on display.
For sale.
For sale.
Actually.
Well, on display and for sale.
Our instructors, our students, and friends donate items that we use to raise funds for our outreach and our scholarship program.
Do you know off the top of your head some of the items that you've got?
We've got a lot of great functional pottery as well as a lot of artistic pottery. We've got great woven items. We've got sculptures. We've got purses and a wide variety of different
crafts
and
arts. So you can do some of your holiday shopping there with Access Art.
Definitely.
And how much money are you hoping that you will bring in?
We're hoping to raise about $2,000 over the 2 weeks.
And then that money goes to support the program?
100% goes to our scholarship and our outreach programs.
That's wonderful.
It is.
How many people are you working with?
We serve about 4,000 people a year in our programs, between our education and our outreach programs.
And the average length of time that you work with an individual?
It varies. Sometimes we do a one-hour activity with a group to as long as a six-week class in our scheduled classes on campus.
And the feedback that you get from what you're doing?
Oh, lots of smiles.
Yeah.
And we like to say they leave 2 inches taller than they come in.
That's nice. So if you want to help out with the program, you can take part and do your Christmas shopping this Sunday and next Sunday for Access Art. Where will it be?
It will be at 1724 McAllister from 1 to 5 p.m.
And if people want more information, is there a website you can go to or a phone
go
number?
To our website, School of Service. .org, or you can call us at 875-0275.
Okay. Chris, thank you so much. Anything
thank
else you want to mention?
Thanks for having us.
Got it all in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Now, stay where you are because we're going to talk about what's going on this season, that's cold and flu. And none of us really like to talk about it, but it's something that affects us unless we're very, very fortunate. We're going to catch a cold or get the flu. Gene Forrester from D&H, good to have you here.
Hi there, Paul.
Are we in that season full force now, or does
it
come after
say,
the first of the
usually,
year?
Yeah, I was going to say, usually in the month of November, you'll start having influenza outbreaks showing, and it depends on how fast it's spread or what the variety is. You know, you can have a full-blown one in November, but usually when the colder months, when it gets colder, and November was fairly warm, so now in December we should be getting some
So why? Water. Why when it gets colder? Because we're inside more and the air is not...
We're inside. The humidity is lower, usually inside your house now.
Why does that cause cold?
Well, it doesn't allow you to get rid of the... Like when you cough, you have a drier cough, so you can't get rid of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, a dry house is going to end up holding more germs in it than a summer house that has more sunlight, too. So
okay. So you want to add humidity to the house if possible.
Right.
What are some of the things that we can do to help alleviate picking up those bugs, besides washing our hands?
Washing the hands is the most important. Influenza shot in the fall is important also.
Mm-hmm.
It will help in about 60 to 70% of the cases.
60 to 70% of the cases. If you have an influenza shot, it's going to help.
You're going to prevent you from having the flu.
Prevent it or making it a milder case?
It generally would prevent it because, I was going to say, people talk about mild cases of the flu, but usually that's just a virus,
okay.
A cold
what,
virus.
What is the difference between the flu and a cold?
Well, I could say there are different types of bacteria. There are not bacteria, but influenza, which is a virus. But the flu is the worser version of a cold.
So it's the same thing,
it's
only
similar. Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's not a mild form of the flu.
Okay.
But many people think of it because of that, because usually with a cold you have a runny nose, sneezy, hacking cough or something. Well, with the influenza, you have fever, it hits you suddenly, and you feel like you ran into a wall.
Just all at once. You get the flu.
It's very fast.
You're fine, one minute, and the next minute, mm-hmm. all at once, you're sick.
And so you can still have some of those runny nose, coughing, but it's usually like a dry cough. Mm-hmm. You might have a more productive cough later on.
Now, so, if you have the flu, Is there medication you take to get rid of the flu, or does it just have to run its course?
Well, there is a prescription drug called Tamiflu, which has been on the market for 7 to 8 years now, I think. And it's had production problems as far as being able to have supplies of it. And that this year, the supplies look better than they have the last 2 years.
Is that prescription, or you can buy it over the counter?
It's a prescription item, yeah.
So you cannot buy Tamiflu over the counter?
Correct.
Is there anything you can buy over-the-counter that will help with the flu?
Yeah, the symptomatic relief is what you're looking for over-the-counter. So your Tylenol for reducing fever, a nasal decongestant if you mm-hmm. have a runny nose, which is not very common in a flu.
Okay.
But you just really want to treat the symptoms yeah. when you have it.
Now, you brought along some natural items.
Yeah, I was going to say this is a alternative to take an oral Sudafed, which is a nasal decongestant. This is a natural product, and you breathe it, and so it allows you to open your sinuses.
This is called what?
Obus oil.
Obus oil.
Yeah.
And you put a little bit on your...
You put about 5 or 6 drops on a box of on a little piece of Kleenex and breathe it in when you're trying to sleep at night.
Yeah, it's called Obus oil, and that's all natural.
They make an inhaler that, if you remember the old Vicks inhalers.
Oh, yeah.
This is similar to that, but it has more oomph to it.
The Obus oil.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I remember my mother used to rub Vicks on my chest. And then if you got a stopped up nose,
okay.
This is a natural
product. This is a good product for basically a cold. The flu is not going to do a great deal because it basically is going to run its course.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have gunk in your nasal area, that will wash out.
You're washing it out. And this is something that's been around for a while now.
Columbia made.
Columbia made. Dr. Hannah Solomon invented this.
Yeah.
And I think it is made right here in the bottles here.
I'm not sure where it's made at. But,
okay.
And then I was going to say, saline is an important thing to do if you have any type of respiratory product or can't breathe because your sinuses are dried up because you want to end up getting more saline.
For more information, you can give them a call at D&H or 2 phone numbers. We're out of time, Gene. Real quick.
442-6105 and 443-2451.
Got it. Gene Forrester, pharmacist from the D&H Drug Board. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, cooking with eggs. Joe Manhart is with us. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.